It's a rare thing when the Sierra Club has something nice to say about the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. So how rare was the vote at TCEQ headquarters? Medium rare.
The commission's vote today on the water quality standards was a partial victory for the environment.
Ken Kramer is executive director of the Sierra Club's Lone Star chapter. Commissioners voted minutes before to maintain current acceptable levels of E. coli bacteria in most Texas waters. TCEQ staff had recommended relaxing those standards, saying they were unnecessarily stringent and that in many cases, the cause of higher bacteria wasn't man-made, so it shouldn't be the responsibility of the state. Jim Davenport is a scientist with the TCEQ.
For us, when we don't meet our water quality standards, we put these water bodies on an impaired water body list, and this is set up under the Federal Clean Water Act. And when we put them on that list, we then are committing ourselves to doing some sort of restorative action for those water bodies.
The recommendation had found some support among representatives from both industry and ranching and agricultural communities, who said regulations were interfering with their livelihoods. Dickie Clary is a county commissioner from Hamilton County, west of Waco.
The current regulations are actively placing bacteria reduction initiatives, the cost of those programs, strictly on the backs of local people.
But allowing more E. coli raised concerns among many. In Central Texas, entities like the Lower Colorado River Authority, the City of Austin, and Travis County worried the looser standards could harm the Highland Lake system and those who use it for recreation and drinking water. They were pleased by the proposal's rejection. Tom Weber represented Travis County at the hearings.
That's pretty much exactly what we were asking for on that proposal.
There was one final catch to the vote. It only applies to what are called primary contact bodies of water, basically water that humans are likely to be in contact with. Currently, that encompasses most water in Texas, but the new regulations could allow more bodies of water to be taken off that list. And once a body of water is off the primary contact list, a lot of pollution standards go out the window. Again, the Sierra Club's Ken Kramer.
That's where the real issue is going to come over the next few months and years as to whether or not you're going to see streams taken off the primary contact list.
In that way, the new regulations could contain within themselves the seeds of future battles over water quality in the state of Texas. In Austin, I'm Mose Bouchel.